Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In 2010, at Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, we caught up with the makers of DAB and internet radios, Revo. Revo Technologies Limited is a Scottish-based company, and they design a range of internet and DAB radios, all in the UK. We spoke to Colin Urey, who's one of the directors at Revo, and asked him to talk us through the range of Revo radios.
We manufacture DAB and internet radios, so most people know about DAB radios. It picks up local frequencies and gives you DAB across the UK. But in addition to that, most of our products also have internet radio, and they'll just use your broadband connection at home, wireless or wired, and give you around about 15,000 radio stations, listen again, podcast, all streaming directly from the internet onto the device.
So you're saying I can go from BBC Radio 1, 2, 3 and 4 into the new world of technology with podcasts and the like?
Exactly. So take a Radio 4 Today programme, podcast, you can stream that directly onto any of these devices. You don't need to have a computer anywhere near. As long as you've got internet access, wherever you are, you can access all of that.
So how exactly does this pick up my internet connection, as it were?
Well, you buy the product, take it home, and it'll scan for any networks in the area. You type in your security code for your router, and you're online. You never have to type it in again. That's you. You're up and running. The idea is, people say that, yeah, I can access internet radios from my laptop. We want people to have a standalone device in the kitchen, in the living room, in the hallway. They come home at night, turn it on, and access any radio station, any listen again feature they want from the one device without having to attach things and plug things together.
How does this actually pick up the signal then? I mean, what is it using?
You've got traditional FM and DAB, so it has a traditional antenna for picking up those up. It's also got a Wi-Fi, it's also operating Wi-Fi inside the device. And if you want, on some of the products, the more expensive products, if you want to, you can also plug in an Ethernet connection for people who don't use wireless.
Can we have a look at this one,
yes.
The Revo? Look at that.
Yeah, this is the Revo icon, full colour touchscreen, internet radio, DAB. It's works with iPhone approved, as well as iPod. We have traditional FM on there, so if you can't pick up DAB or your internet connection goes down, you can still wake up and listen to a radio station. It's got multiple alarms, so you can go to sleep listening to one station, but you can wake up listening to whatever you want. You can set it all as a preset, what you'd like to wake up to, at what volume, at what time, different days of the week. As I said, internet radio giving you around about 15,000 stations. You can search by genre, you can search for individual station names, or you can simply go for, say, American country, and you can access it like that.
I've noticed that you've actually got an iPod icon on there, but where's the docking? Where do I put it?
We have a cable? Yeah, we have a drawer that simply slides out the front.
Whoa, sexy. Look at this. James Bond, eat your heart out. Let's have a push. And another one. Look at that. Sleek action. I like that. And it keeps dust away from the port as well, doesn't it?
Exactly. So when you're not using the iPod or the iPhone dock, you don't need to bother about it. The other feature we have is Last FM. Now, if you're not familiar with Last FM, it's an online music service. Most people at the moment will use it on their iPhones or their laptop or their computers. All of our new products, as long as it's one of the Wi-Fi products, has Last FM in the device. We give a 30-day trial to all users who want to access it from the radio. After that, it's £3 a month.
Right, very nice. How much does this product cost?
This product is £279.
Okay, so is this the most expensive one out of the lot?
Yep, that's the most expensive product we have, available through Apple, through John Lewis, through Marks & Spencers.
Why would I want the Domino, or what's the difference with the Domino, other than obviously price, being how much is that one retail at?
Well, there's three Dominos in the range. The basic one, which is DAB FM with iPod docking, iPhone docking, is £129.
Okay.
All the way up to top of the range, which includes internet on that, and it's £169.
Not much of a price difference, really, is it?
Because you're buying a product that has very good audio for the size, joystick control, OLED display, so it has a lot of features built in as a basic, so adding internet radio onto that, it's a relatively small price increase.
So, mono, I'm assuming?
Yes, it's mono.
As opposed to the other one, which was stereo?
Yeah, the more expensive one's stereo. Both of these products use NXT speaker technology, which basically gives you... When you turn it on, people are surprised by the sheer volume and the amount of bass you're getting from a very, very small product. The product has to be small enough to sit on a bedside table, but it has to make a big enough noise to justify spending £169 on it.
Absolutely, and I'm listening to this. It is a rich bass, warmy sound. It's not too bassy. It's not turned into a nightclub. It's just a warm sound, enjoyable. You could listen for many hours. You wouldn't tire your ears. That's my opinion anyway.
Yeah, we also have equalizer settings, so you can customize on these products exactly how much bass, how much treble you want, loudness off or on. It's all fully customizable.
Excellent. So what about this one over here?
Yeah, this is our model. It's called Heritage. It's using real. We've gone a bit back to basics on this one. It's got a very 50s, 60s radio look about it. It's using real aluminium, real walnut veneer. Again, all the features that we've already discussed, including internet radio, Last FM, DAB radio, and obviously you've heard it as well. It makes a very nice noise for the size of the product.
It's gorgeous. I see not a coloured screen like the top of the range, as it were, but not necessary either. I've got to add it. But it does look nice with a coloured screen. I don't mind saying that.
This is it. If you're going for a classic product, you've got a decision whether... I think automatically, if you add a colour screen to something, it makes it look very modern. So it's difficult to achieve classic wood metal look with a colour display. We've just gone very classic with this, an OLED black and white crisp display on it.
Yeah, I think aesthetically you're 100% correct. It would have ruined the look. Yeah, very nice. Previously, we covered the Pico and the Blick. Are they still both available?
Yes, they're both available. Available from, you can go onto our website, you can look at all the stockers across the UK or internationally, and you can see which products they sell on revo.co.uk.
Thanks very much to Colin from Revo. If you're interested in having a look at the range of Revo radios, please go to www.radioandtele.co.uk/Revo. That's R-E-V-O. We hope you found this interesting. For more information on TV and tech in the UK, please take a listen to FrequencyCast, the free regular tech podcast. More details at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
FrequencyCast. Special report. Shutdown complete.